Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ready to be awesome in your advice-giving? Free beer? That's yes. Me, Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve.
Hi.
The man I've been seeing for 3 years just told me his house is being repossessed.
Oh, boy, that's not great.
I found out it's because of gambling habits.
Ooh.
He also recently got his car towed and repoed because he got pulled over with no registration or insurance. He asked if he could live with me because of those circumstances. I said no.
Good call.
My question is, if a person is incredibly supportive emotionally and you get along like best friends, but they are absolutely atrocious with their responsibilities, do you continue the relationship?
No. Somebody else can be supportive. I mean, it's sad for that guy, and I'm sure, you know, he's got some issues to deal with, but he's already lost everything he has, and if he moves in with you, he's just going to lose everything you have, too.
And you have to be careful with people like that, too, because they tend to overcompensate in those other areas, and maybe they are overcompensating because they're working hard to get back on their feet. But if he's showing you that it's more of like a trend, then he probably overcompensates in being like emotionally there for you so he can financially take advantage of you without it being like quite so obvious.
Yeah.
So just be careful.
And once you're there, might not be so nice anymore.
Right.
That happens pretty often.
You made the right decision.
Yeah.
Do not take him on.
Mm-mm. No way at all. Let's see.
Suck you dry.
It does seem
in
like
the worst way.
Going back to the one last segment where we were talking about somebody made a fake dating profile. A lot of people pointing out if the person who had a fake dating profile made using their photos is not super attractive, then they probably did it themselves, or it's someone trying to break them up.
Mm-hmm.
And their point was, not a lot of non-pretty or good-looking people that have their photos stolen for a dating profile. That's
you'd
fair
wanna
to
be,
say.
Yeah, I would say, you'd want to, well, I think anything average or above average. Sometimes you don't want to go crazy. You don't want to put pictures on there where it's clearly like a model.
Yeah.
Like, that's too much.
Yeah.
But
the person asking about whether or not to continue the relationship with the person who's a gambling addict who lost their house and their car, striking a nerve, this text: I dated a guy like that. I took him in, and he ruined me financially.
There you go.
A lot of texts like that.
Yeah, addicts, man. Mm-mm.
Yeah. You can try to fix them, but you better be prepared for what happens when you don't.
No, they will just, they're going to take everything you have to.
Okay, so this is one of those HR ones. So they're not asking us, but it's fun to peer in. We have a new director who has started doing monthly all-hands-on-deck meetings. The meetings are fine, as meetings go.
Yeah.
But for the past 3 months, our director has started a condolence corner, where he takes a few minutes to call out team members who have experienced personal losses, like a parent dead, or a spouse, or one woman who just had a miscarriage.
Oh my God.
Holy bleep, this is terrible.
And he called it condolence corner?
Yes, and he offers the team's condolences and invites the people to speak about their loss and how they feel.
All right. I'm sure it's a good idea in his head, and, you know, trying to do something nice so that you're all like a team and a family. But you shouldn't go around talking about all that stuff anyway.
You know what, though? I don't mind that. I really don't. And I don't know if it's just like the nurturing part of me that wants to make sure that the people I'm working with are okay. And that way I know when to help or ask for help, or when I can pile on something to somebody else because maybe my gas tank's a little low or whatever.
Right.
But you want to make sure the people know that, hey, you're going in the condolence corner this meeting. You got to make sure that it's like,
this person,
hey, is
says,
it okay if we share this so people can be there for you?
I pause, but the next line is, I'm not convinced that these people were asked before their losses were shared in this format based on the expressions on their faces when it happens.
I just don't like the term condolence corner because in my head, it's spelled cutesy with a K. instead of right. a C.
There's a little slide of someone sitting alone on a bench yeah. looking sad.
The workplace is not a place for that. Like, I mean, if you want to have those conversations yeah. with certain coworkers you're yeah. close with.
But in front of a group?
But in front of a group. And also, you know that's going to devolve into the one person every month who always wants to share all their problems with everyone.
Yeah, that would be
and
tough.
It's like, okay, well, here we go.
Tina's cat Tiki died.
Right. Like, it can only be so many people have a lost parent or something. But yeah, it's going to be, well, here's Nancy lost something else. Oh, Nancy has another problem with a friend. Nancy's mom died for the third time.
Guys, Floyd says this time the divorce is really final. He's not going to take her back anymore. None of us are surprised. No. Floyd is the worst.
No.
Nobody likes him here. How could someone live with him?
Nope.
Yeah, Condolence Corner. That sounds like an Office episode.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It definitely does. That should not happen.
Also, just ignoring the people who had a loss, who are now being kind of emotionally exploited, I don't want to sit there as the other employees listening to like all these really sad stories and then be like, all right, let's try to hit budget, everybody. Boom.
No, I don't want congratulations corner either. Like, hey, this is the time of the month where we recognize all your cool stuff. Oh, Johnson got a new car. Yeah. Like, I don't, you know.
And honestly, most of the times I've worked with people who have gone through loss or when someone in my family has passed away at work, your boss will reach out to you to let you know, like, hey, you know, take the time off that you need, or those coworkers that you work hand in hand with. And generally, in those times, I've found that people have responded, or I have responded with, please just don't treat me any differently. Like, I want to get back into, like, the normal routine. Mm-hmm. And just, I don't need a condolence corner. Like, don't treat me like I'm that damaged puppy at the party. I think that's how most people, when you're going back to work, like, you want people to be understanding that you might need to take a break here and there. But other than that, yeah, don't look at me like, oh, you're sad. Like, don't do that.
Right.
So what we have learned is Kelly does not hate this idea, but also despises this idea.
I don't hate the idea. If someone needs it, if somebody needs a condolence corner, I will be there to help in whatever way I can. But don't you dare put me in that corner.
No, right? Yeah, that's I don't like the idea of the public thing.
Kelly's condolence corner.
Flip the coin to see what Kelly thinks.
Why do we keep going with the Kelly's condolence corner? Kelly's clothes, well, closet coats, and
love because KKK. You love all those K's.
No.
Well, why does it happen so often?
I don't know.
You're the only person I know who spells corner with a K.
Well, and Steve's and the Kelly only person I know who spells condolences with a K. Yeah. But it would be in calligraphy.
You got the candy shell.
Boy, that's twice today on that one, huh?
You spell condolence with a K.
Okay, this is, I think this spot that this person texts in is fairly relatable for a lot of people. Need advice. My friend is a bit older than me. And is dating a woman I am also friends with. She has a beautiful daughter that is my age. Both my friend and the woman he's dating say I should try dating the daughter. Probably. The problem is, rather, I don't know how to let her know that I'm interested, meaning the daughter.
I'm confused. I need background this all from
info.
The beginning.
Okay. So this guy's friends with someone who's a little older, like a coworker or something. He's dating a woman who has a daughter that is the same age as the texter.
Okay. All right.
And both the older man and the woman he's dating are saying, yeah, you should date her. Like the woman is saying, my daughter would be a good mix for you.
Mm-hmm.
Background info. We've known each other for about 3 years. During that time, she was with a really giant douchebag and I've been getting over a divorce. We've gotten along very well in group settings, but we've never had really a one-on-one conversation. I do like her and I think she's great. I think you ask her out.
Okay. Yeah, what's the issue?
Yeah, I mean, so if you have plenty of scenarios where you're in settings where you're together in groups, then do have a conversation with her in a group. That's the easiest situation to have a conversation.
Right
when
now.
You're in group settings like that where you just go, and you just find yourself at the bar together, and then you actually ask questions and start a conversation and go, hey, would you ever want to grab dinner? Because I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I think that's it.
Or make a thing out of it and go up and go, hey, I just have to tell you, do you know how often Chuck and your mom keep going, hey?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, go, so do they do this to you? Because they do it to me.
Yeah.
What do you say? We give it a shot.
Yeah. And I think they're right, but, you know, I don't want to force it on you.
Right. I don't know. I mean, you know.
Maybe don't use that phrase. But even in the negative, it sounds bad.
Yeah. How do you feel about a forced relationship?
Just ask. You're already living. I mean, if you don't ask, you're living with no.
Three of the four people think this is a great idea.
Yeah. Who thinks it's bad?
I mean, to my knowledge, no one yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fourth person, you know, the other person that would really be directly involved is up in the air. You just don't know. But, I mean, why not? If you like the person, if you're interested, then make it known.
This person writes, as a cancer survivor, if I were included in the condolences corner without my wish, without knowing.
Kelly.
Said, I hated having to talk about it. And if having all of my coworkers say, oh, I'm so sorry, all at once would be my personal hell.
Absolutely. Ah. Absolutely.
So I guess Kelly's condolence corner, Triple K. Yeah.
No.
Probably
no.
Out. It's not out?
No, no, not the Triple K. Just a condolence corner. You know, if you need it, it's there for you.
People are sending in examples. Guys, just wanted to start with our condolence corner, as you can tell by what's going on with the thermostat. Martha's hit menopause. And no surprise, Bill's going through another divorce, and he's sad, even though we all saw it coming. Cheryl's cat died. We had a hunch. She's been fussy, and Fred has testicular cancer.
Oh, poor Fred.
But on the bright side, we have pizza to lunch. Don't forget to punch out before you come in.
If that was, I mean,
what the hell's going on here?
Now, I mean, that would never happen here, but if that happened here, this would take the second time of it happening before all of us were submitting some of the most egregious things.
You say that would never happen here. That would have happened under the previous administration.
Oh, in the past, yes. Who knows? I don't think it would happen now.
But the previous guy? Are you kidding?
Or even like back when we started, when we had a much larger staff and there were people on staff that would have involved
themselves
in these things.
It wouldn't have come from leadership, but yeah. But no, the previous guy
could have come from business management.
The previous guy gave flowers to every woman on administrative assistant day. Even the women who...
Right.
We didn't even have an administrative assistant.
Yeah.
All the women, he's like, wouldn't want to forget you on secretary's day.
You're like a secretary. You're a lady.
You got tubes.
Were you here for that, Kelly? Did you get flowers?
You know, if I would have, I'd have been arrested for assault. There's no way.
Because you're ungrateful.
Ungrateful woman. If a man walked up to me and said, it's National Secretary Day, here's a flower, I'd have hit him with it. I'd have bitch slapped him with that rose.
It was so crazy looking at the faces of women that are, like Steve said, in management.
Like Wendy.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being an administrative assistant. If that's your job, you might be great at it. You're probably the most valuable person in the office.
But it was him looking at any female and saying, well, you're a woman in an office. You must be a secretary.
You must take notes.
And wasn't the person at the front desk that guy Mike?
Yeah.
He didn't get flowers.
No, he literally was his job, and he didn't get anything.
But Wendy, who was a department head, got flowers.
Because it was secretary.
Kelly, you seem mad about this. Is it because we didn't get you anything?
Yeah, I would love some flowers on a day that recognizes women stuck in one position.
I promise you, there is no situation where I will ever buy you flowers.
I couldn't imagine sitting there watching somebody do that. If I were a man, watching another man do that.
Oh, we made
so
fun in
awkward.
Person.
It was so awkward.
He got roasted for that.
But didn't know it.
No,
oblivious.
What do you mean?
You're right.
He was oblivious.
Yeah,
he was.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was oblivious.
He's like that dog. He's like my dog when he brings the ball and his paws are bleeding. Throw it again. No, you're dying. What is wrong with you?
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.